And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 248.
248.
My name is Silas Lindenstein.
My name is Samantha Rund.
And this is the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. We are back. This is a legitimate episode. It's not a counterfeit. With stories. The tales.
Cautionary tale, perhaps?
Cautionary tales. Of trying to save money. And if it's too, I feel like this is This American Life right now. Like, we're back this week with a cautionary life. When things look too good to be true, maybe they are. This week on American Life, we look at a young man, an old man in Seattle, Washington, who just wanted to save a little bit of money on his small business. And his journey took him from here to Florida and a presidential election. And what he's learned on his journey to salvation. Something like that. That's what
Something
it's going
like
to be.
that.
Something like that.
Putting a couple cigarettes.
I think I have improved lighting, I think. I don't know if you noticed.
I don't notice here, but I've noticed in your the video shorts you post, but like on my screen right now, it still looks fine, but
Mine always looked fine, but well, yeah, it looks darker. It depends which camera I'm looking at. The video on here, I just did this yesterday, so it's not from that. But the shorts are from longer ago. But I think I improved the lighting.
you probably did.
I was a little worried, but I think it's lit better. We'll see when I edit how it goes. But so those of you watching on video, if you didn't know, we do publish the full episodes on video. We do, yeah, oh yeah, on YouTube. That was, for a second I thought I said it wrong, but I actually said it correctly. So yeah, we have a YouTube channel, Black and a Half Productions. Go check that out there. Of course, hopefully you're subscribing already on the podcast. And who knows who, with AI coming out, who knows what other forms we will be on soon? Have you thought about that, Samantha?
Jumbotron or
Maybe. I mean, right now we're on video, we're on YouTube and on podcasts, but who knows, audio podcast, who knows what the future is going to behold for entertainment such as this? Because now that everybody, all the big names are like, everyone's getting their own podcast now. Like everyone used to say everyone has a podcast. Now everyone does have a podcast. So that means the independent people like us might be on the next thing. You know, the starters. I don't know what the next thing, it's not even conceivable right now what we'll be doing.
Inconceivable.
Do you think about this? We have more podcast experience than Amy Poehler, who won an it who just got a Golden Globe for podcasting. I think she did. I think it was her. But we have more experience than Amy Poehler, who won a Golden Globe. That's how unjust the world is right now. I mean, she's fantastic and she's wonderful. So that's not, I mean, she should get it, but I'm just saying,
Yeah,
this is the longest running comedy podcast.
if somebody worse, I could have been on board.
Huh?
If you picked somebody worse, I could have been
Yeah.
on board. I was like, oh, Amy.
No, Amy's great. I mean, so if they're going to give it to new podcasting people, give it to Amy Poehler, is what I say. Mark Maron never got a Golden Globe, is what I'm saying. And that was like 16, almost 20 years of podcasting.
I don't know. Have I listened to their podcasts?
Mark Maron?
I know who they both are, but I'm like, have I really listened to their podcasts? I don't
I
know.
listen to Mark Maron all the time, so that was the him retiring this year has been sad for me.
Oh.
But I mean, I didn't listen to every episode, just what people that were
I
I
mean, I've probably
wanted.
seen him pop up on YouTube, but I'm like pod like just as the podcast, not a video of the podcast.
No, he doesn't do video.
Then clearly I've seen somebody else.
Yes. Yeah, he's never done a video of he's old school. He was old school audio only, which is great. I mean, I prefer audio only, but for public to get yourself seen, video is the way to spread the joy of the world.
Yeah.
But I was a purist for a long, long time until I decided I needed to get this out there to as many people as possible, and I need content. But I'm yeah, purist. Anyway, I'm also gullible, as we'll learn in this episode. Oh,
Oh my God.
so yeah, it's an interesting episode. You'll hear what I did now this time. I feel like, you know, it's like how I'm always, my family's always going to the urgent care for something. So it's just like, ah, what this time? What stupid thing did I do this week that I can talk about and share?
Oh, that is actually a really good thing to wonder. What stupid thing did I do this week? Then you can almost look forward to being stupid. You know, what stupid thing did I do this week that I can care about?
It's good to know. Next week,
Actually,
it's not
serious.
gonna be will I? Will you do a stupid thing? It's gonna be what stupid thing? That's what I know. Is
You know,
what
it.
stupid thing am I gonna
Like
do
I could
in
breathe
the
a little
next?
deeper just thinking of that. Like if I allow myself to just do something stupid. Well, you saw I posted this really stupid video last night because I didn't post it on Instagram. Maybe I will. I put it on Facebook and then I was like, I might take it down. I'm too embarrassed. And then I got a good response from like one or two people. So I'm like, it goes on TikTok now, but I didn't put it on Instagram yet. But no, it was stupid. I was just, you know, standing with my shower cap on and making a stupid year of the horse joke. And it made me laugh. And I thought somebody else might think this is funny,
Yeah.
but I also just was like, I look bad. Why am I posting a video of me looking bad when I'm not acting? If I'm acting, I don't care. So it was embarrassing.
Because it's vulnerable and
Yuck.
people love you for your imperfections, not for how you are perfect.
Okay. Well, aw, thank you, Silas. People love me. No, I do. Oh, Silas, okay, this is a long introduction, but it's cool. But that's a thing for me because I feel like there's kind of a like there's an entry fee for walls down, not like actual cash money, but like investment of like people I am close to enough. I'm not worried about it. Being out into like the vast, whoever happens to be looking, it seems very strange. To me, although you do see it more and more now, it's more and more common for people to post stuff like that. So it's not really weird, but it does seem weird to me to be like Joe Schmo from the grocery store might happen upon my TikTok and like see me in my shower cap. I have on my clothes, guys. But you know, and see me in my shower cap and it's like, you're not invited into my bathroom. It's just a little weird. I also have been getting some like messages from somebody that doesn't get the hint of my not messaging them back. And I don't necessarily want to block them because that might be awkward, but I also just haven't been opening up the messages. But like I'm still getting more messages, and that just feels not okay. But I haven't read them, so maybe they're not terrible, but just that's so atypical that it is a little uncomfortable. Do you know?
But they've seen you in your shower cap now.
That's the thing. I'm like, and now this. Oh, sorry. See me in my shower cap. Hopefully they're not listening to this. And if they are, you don't know I'm talking about
I
you.
want listeners, so it's really it's I mean, hopefully they're not, but this guy from Florida might be listening, who knows? All
The
right,
guy from
folks.
Florida is always listening.
Should be an enlightening episode. So sit back, relax, open your hearts, open your ear holes, and listen to episode number 248 of Black and a Half.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. Yes, this is Black and a Half, hosted by Silas Lindenstein and Samantha Rund. Black and a Half.
I do feel like sometimes this show is the adventures of what random ass thing I am doing.
Yeah,
I get
we should name
involved
it.
in weird things because I try to save money. I just try to save money. Just being frugal.
That is the title, the random ass weird things I get into because I'm trying to save money.
Okay, so back here's the setup.
Okay.
Now, I mentioned, I think I might have mentioned before that I was going to be doing like a postcard campaign. Like I was going to start sending out postcards,
Yeah,
right?
for real estate or
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm frustrated by it because I'm like, oh, postage stamps are like 61 cents now
They're
for,
so expensive.
yeah, like it's like 78 for regular, right?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't mailed anything in a long time. I
Right.
have a bunch of forever stamps that I've been holding on to.
Right. Okay, that's exactly it. Some people hold on to these things. They thought like, oh, it'd be valuable, right? So that's why I was like, well, this is what I'm searching online. I was like, is there a cheaper way to get stamps?
Yeah.
And if I'm gonna get stamps, you know, I went and bought 100 from the post office and they're just boring.
Yeah.
And I like for postcards, especially postcards, right? I like to pick out, I have for my newsletter, I have my person who my sponsor for it. She buys the postage, right? And I always say, get fun stamps. You know, if there's Star
Oh.
Wars out, if there's Disney out, get those, pick those ones because people have commented how they like the stamps.
That's a good
People
idea,
notice
yeah.
the details. And so I always do that when I go to get stamps. I'm like, well, what do you got? Because I want to get fun stamps, right? So I was like, well, if I'm gonna buy, I should find some nerdy ones or something. So I thought, well, maybe I can find some on eBay or something because they don't have any, right?
Okay.
And so I get on eBay and I see all these discounted stamps. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, forever stamps. Oh. And here's some stamps from 2022. Okay.
Stamps. I thought they're supposed to be good for forever. Did they change
Yeah,
that?
well, no, but then I was like, oh, because these are regular postage stamps, right? But they're selling them. They were like $10 per for like, I forget what it, but it came out to like 35 cents each.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Well, if
Yeah.
this is way cheaper,
Yeah.
let me
Right.
do, you know what? I'll get 10 books of these. These people have a bunch. And then I did it, you know, I mailed them last week or this week, yesterday. I used them to mail this week. And then today I was like, I saw another thing come up, but it was just flags, right? A bunch of, I was like, because I'm going to need more in a couple weeks. So I'm like, well, these flags, they're boring, but you get how many? And I'm counting. I was like, dude, that 1,000
Yeah.
stamps for like $30. What? That doesn't.
Yeah, that seems suspect,
And
but
I'm looking at them and it says that it has forever on them. They're showing the rolls. And I was like, well, if they don't send them, I just dispute it, right? So let me just check. I'll buy them, whatever. And then I'm curious. I was like, why are there so many? So I start like Googling.
counterfeit stamps.
It's a whole thing of counterfeit stamps where people that if you they sell them super low and people buy them, but apparently, and here's the thing, if you apparently if you allegedly on Reddit says if you use counterfeit stamps, what they do is they don't return to sender, they just discard them.
So
They
now you
just throw them into an un, un like an un, unsent thing. So somebody could be using them and not knowing that they're using stamps that are counterfeit. They could just not know.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, I didn't, you know, it's funny because my newsletter, I always send myself one so that I know that I'm a little paranoid, so I want to make sure that they actually got
No, it's good.
sent out, right? It's stupid, but I send
It's
myself
good.
one. I did not send myself a postcard. So I don't know if they are gonna go through or not, or if it'll get discarded.
Yeah, you don't know, but you could also just ask one of your friends that you sent it to. unless if the
These weren't
postcard comes
friends. This was a
from,
farm.
well, the postcard is totally different.
Yeah.
The newsletter's your friends,
Yes.
whatever, in the
So
that's.
now, and so I went to the post office to ask if these were real. And she's like, well, yeah, these are real. And then she's, they look fine, but they're from old. So like she scans them, but they don't show up. Cause I'm looking at them and they don't look any different to me. And then she's like looking at it more and she's like, wait a second. And she realizes it's missing the little forever. There's a dash. There's a dash like across the forever symbol on most of the stamps.
I need to find, I want to find
I've
one of my forever
never
stamps.
noticed this
I
before.
mean, I know mine are real, but I'm curious about if it also has that dash.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go. She said they don't when it's like sometimes they have special ones that they have the big, huge letters forever, but the
Yeah.
small ones, there's this dash. And she's like, also, if you kind of feel it, you can feel that it's different. And she's like, it'll probably go through fine.
That's because you asked, though, right? So,
Right.
like, if you
But she
hadn't
said it
asked,
would, but the thing is, they have computers
oh, the
and they go
computers
through
do it.
that detect them. So I don't know. So what I don't know to do, what I thought, like, okay, well, and so I emailed the guy, said, hey, I want my money back. This person says these are counterfeit. And he's like, and who are you to try and steal my items? And then starts sending me stuff. He says, I know they're completely authentic because otherwise. So he has all this stuff about, like he's defending, he's going crazy
Yeah,
about
that
it.
seems like a weird response from somebody who knows that
He's like,
they're.
no. And apparently eBay will go through people are like marking stuff. So there's a way to test. There's a way to test. So I'm gonna see like I'm gonna look through like he responded like he's clearly going nuts about it. Packages and letters sent through the U.S. mail with physical stamps are scanned and checked for authenticity by automated face or canceller machines. These systems use light sensors to detect specific and legitimate pigments on stamps and optical character readers to identify validity. So I am gonna now because what the only part that I'm hesitant on to think that they aren't this isn't a scam. Well, I believe that this guy might have got a deal on him. But they're so cheap, right?
Well, and also that, I don't know, their response is pretty suspect, I think.
What?
Like, if you said to somebody, hey, like the post office told me these were counterfeit, and they go, who are you to tell me that? Blah, blah, blah. Like, that seems like a suspicious response. You know, I feel like a normal response would be, that's, I'm surprised they said that because these are real. That I
Yeah.
purchased at the post office. You know what I mean? You would expect to get.
Well, he bought them through another place, and he's claiming like, oh, so he could also be getting scammed. He says he's mailed 1,700 packages with these exact stamps, and not one has come back.
Oh, well, okay.
So maybe. But I'm gonna respond because he's melting down. He's showing me all the different packages. So, I mean, I am going to. I think I might try sending one to myself and see if it goes through.
Yep. Yeah. I was going to suggest that. So that's a good idea.
But now
Like
I've.
we both have that same idea.
Yeah, I mean, I was wary because I'm like, if I think they're counterfeit, but he said he,
I mean,
like, I mean, look, I don't know what to believe. Well, the only part is that first she thought they were real, and then she
exactly.
started looking,
Right.
and he was he's in this in this message. He's claiming that they are trained to say that any other stamps are that are from discount places are fraud.
How would they even know if a stamp is from a discount place?
Because if it's not from, well, because I told him I bought it off of eBay.
Oh, but I mean, they
That's
don't.
not they the U.S. Post Office does recommend that you only buy stamps through them.
But Oh, well, you know, because I feel like whenever I've gotten stamps, it still says, I think it's still post the post office, but it's not at the post office. Like you can get, I think, 100 stamps at Costco or something. It's still
Yeah, I mean,
still
I would
legitimate
think that they'd be
price, but
legitimate, but the claim that any, the post office says that they do not sell at discounts
right.
to
Yeah.
anybody. So you shouldn't be able to
Yeah.
get any from a discounter
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I
because it doesn't make sense,
No,
right?
exactly. It
But
doesn't make
I
sense.
bought them at Fred Meyer's before, you know, like
Yeah.
I,
I mean, I think
so.
the only thing about the disc, it does seem suspect for somebody to sell it that cheap because if you get forever, like they could get more money for that now. So why would they want to sell it so cheap?
Right, I mean,
Like even if they got it a long time
except because maybe though because it is irresistible.
ago.
I don't know how much they paid for. I mean, I will respond to them after this message. I'm gonna look up the test to see if there's a way to test.
I think you're supposed to lick them. And if they don't taste like maple syrup, then you know there's not lead in them. So that can tell you whether or not it's authentic. Clearly, I'm making this up.
Yeah.
Anybody
I
listening, don't do that.
no, don't lick them. They're not made to lick anymore. I like that they're not made to lick anymore.
I could
How much
not.
glue did I in my time? I remember like sending out wedding invites and stuff, like should have been using the water pad.
Yeah, I was just thinking you could use like a little wet sponge or something.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to use. I did not do it properly. Mine was weak.
But your
Weak, weak.
saliva was strong.
My what? But my saliva was strong. It's acidic. It breaks things down. It's got to. Gotta be. Yeah, so I'm now trying to deal with whether these are fraud or not. If it and now like, oh, have I ticked off this guy now? I don't know. Would have been a great source, but also his listing for it has been delisted as taken down by. But he said something in here about how they do that for like eBay's AI does it or whatever. I don't know, but it's disappointing because I wanted to like. There's other places that have like Charlie Brown Forever stamps, and I'm like, oh, this is, sounds great. What, nine a pack of unused. I don't know why unused sounds filthy, but unused stamps for 20 of them for $9.25. That's like half off, I believe. Free shipping. And it sounds great. I would love to get these and send them. So it makes me sad to think that these could be all ripoffs. Oh, but now the woman told me how to look. So maybe I'll look at the do I see the forever? Well, oh, she did also I also read online that go find this. Usually you can find the stamp online. So go look and see if it looks like it's the same.
Yeah, I'd be really surprised for stamps at a discount to be real. Now that we've talked about it so much, I don't
But
really.
would you like? I told Gretchen about it, right? And she's like, oh my God, she's just impressed because she's like, she never would have thought of that.
Of like getting
And
a
I'm
deal
like,
on
the
stamps.
resourcefulness of going to eBay
Yeah,
and
exactly.
finding it. And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, I'm smart, I think outside the box, ADHD. It just never even crossed my mind that it would be fraudulent. Like, of all the things to try to scam.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that either. But now that you've told me this, now it's like hard for me not to think that would always be the case if it's if it was discounted.
Too good to be real, right? Well, it made sense to me because I thought like, I mean, these don't make sense now that I looked up how much postage was in 2022, and so it doesn't quite make sense now. But I had heard of people grabbing the forever stamps and just hoarding them because they're like, well, postage is going to go up, so they'll just.
Yeah, I wasn't hoarding. I don't have like I didn't have that many, but I still have some forever stamps left.
Yeah. But I mean, purposely buying them as an
Right, so
investment
that they can,
tool.
and that's why I would think they would, you would want to sell it more, not
Well,
like
I'm not going to buy
usual.
somebody. I don't know what I was thinking when I even looked it up, because now that I think about it, if they're worth 78 cents, like, I'm not going to buy them for 78 cents on eBay and pay for shipping. I'll just go to the post office and
Oh
get
yeah,
all the
for sure.
stamps. So you'd have to sell them for less, but I don't know how
Yeah.
much. I did not think this through entirely. I just figured a deal. I thought I managed a scam. I was scamming the system. I found a cheat code, and I
Yeah.
was like, I had thought for a second I should tell people on Facebook, and then I was like, no, I'm gonna keep this a secret because I don't want it about to run out of stamps. Then I'll have stamps forever. I don't need a sponsor for these anymore. I don't need anything. I bought it. What is it? This and the set that I ordered, that's probably definitely fraud. I think it's coming from Dubai, is what I think is happening based on what I've read. The rolls of them that are going to be all fraudulent, those are, because they're like 3 cents each, which made no sense to me. Yet I still did it, even because sometimes I feel like in the past I've thought things were too good to be true, and so I didn't, but they turned out to be true. And I was
Yeah.
like, oh, I missed out. I
Sometimes
got FOMO. So this was my FOMO.
it's.
Faux show. FOMO. I had FOMO.
You had FOMO for show. And you don't want FOMO when you only YOLO.
Ooh, ooh,
Ooh, ooh,
ooh.
ooh, ooh, ooh. We're so good at
I'm an
making
idiot.
songs.
I'm an idiot. I'm just such an idiot. I feel like such an idiot now. Because I don't fall for scams. Well, I do. I told you the other time when the guy said he was going to come arrest me for not showing up to court.
Oh yeah. Oh, I rem I do, and I remember. That reminds me of a different story.
So I like to say that I've never fallen for a scam,
Yeah.
but catch me at the right time.
Knock on wood.
And I do.
Man, I fell
I'm
for
weak.
scams. I fell for the. I don't know. Hopefully not. I fell for a few that we all, most of us, fell for. I definitely fell for capitalism. Oh my gosh! Like I remember,
Dreams?
huh?
Dreams? I fell for dreams.
Yeah, I fell for dreaming, thinking you could really have it all, and thinking, you know, just certain things. I fell for it. I thought it was
When
true. I
your
thought
parents
it
said you could be anything,
was real.
just follow your heart.
Still can't teleport. Ah, man, would it be so wonderful to be able to teleport? Unless if you got captured and studied for science, that would suck. But like, that would be such a great superpower.
Teleporting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I'm as a Star Trek nut, right? There's, you know, you can in Star Trek, the transporters that can send you, what it's kind of come out on how they would work is it basically makes a copy of you, destroys that original, and remakes another one at the other site. So it's like a copy.
I've
So
seen
really, it's
multiplicity.
kind of a clone, and you're not the original person.
Yeah, like I've seen multiplicity. I you know that, which actor was that from forever ago? And then the more of him they did, the dumber he got.
Michael
Wasn't that?
Keaton.
Yeah,
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 I believe. Yeah.
yeah.
I forgot
I
that
was
he
thinking,
gets
yeah,
dumber.
I was thinking of teleporting like Nightcrawler. Is that it in X-Men?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Alan Cumming's character. I mean, I don't want to look like his character did.
Right. You want the abilities. Yeah.
Yeah, but that would come in handy.
Oh, goodness.
Gracious.
Hold on. How's the card full? Well, good thing we're recording this on. Apparently, my card was full.
Oh.
But we're recording it on the Zoom, so I have a backup. This is why I do a backup.
That is good.
So,
Good job.
I apologize right now to everybody if the quality of the recording is not as good as normal. It's not my fault. Blame technology.
Blame the stamps.
Silence. You know what's funny?
Playing the spirit.
I literally just went and checked how much room was on this card
Yeah.
and looked at what other episodes it recorded at and was like, oh, got plenty of room.
And
I
I know how
thought.
to do all those things.
Huh?
I'm like, I don't know how to do any of that.
How much room? I mean, you can see an hour episode is so many megabytes, right? So figured, oh, I looked and was like, oh, got plenty. But apparently not. Now I'm gonna be like, find out I pulled the wrong card or something. I was so excited because now I'm like, did I grab the wrong card? I put the other real cards in the still in. I got all excited. You probably didn't see it because I posted it when I was running in here. I found a picture of Sierra in her first soccer. It was because this card used to be Gretchen's SD card in her old camera. And she hasn't taken a picture with a camera
My goodness.
in years. She was five. She was 4 or 5. This was this picture is 14 years old.
My gosh.
And it was adorable playing soccer on a. I was like, oh my gosh, there's not even grass there. Happy
Wow.
feet. And I'm like, oh. What joy to see my. She looks excited to be playing. Like that age, she was excited all the time. So I'm just like, I was like, oh man, I'm gonna look through these photos later and I'm just gonna love it. I'm gonna love doing it. And so I was excited. And I probably forgot to pull that card and I grabbed the other one.
That's awesome.
It's great. Very good skills I have.
Yeah.
So, but you also had something. You said you saw some news.
Well, yeah, I actually wanted to look it up and see if it was real
Real?
before reporting it. And by the time
Ooh.
the podcast gets out, it'll be old news. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Is that a slam on my how long
Oh
it
my gosh,
takes me to?
no, of course not. No way. Are you kidding? You're doing the heavy lifting here. Not at all. It's just me thinking if I'm bringing up something that's like topical for like a day, is it a great idea?
Is it
So
daytop? Yeah, I don't know. What is
this isn't like topical for just a day. It's an overarching thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people haven't been brought to justice yet, but I saw it said Prince Andrew was arrested on his 66th birthday because of his
Know
connection.
what's wild to me about that? I saw that.
He got released already though, but yeah.
I guess I already thought he'd been arrested.
I mean,
What happened to him? Because I swore there was something about him. We knew
maybe
he was
he
in the files. There was something that had happened. I thought he had already been arrested.
Oh, well, maybe he did, and I just saw the story
No,
today.
I think I saw that story too. Saw something about it, and I was like, "What?
But how
I
did he
thought this
get
always."
arrested and released that fast? And I just saw both stories in like
Oh,
2 minutes.
he's the royalty.
That
Of course,
really an
he's going to get.
arrest then? Or is that
Yeah,
like
people
barely
are
any?
booked and released all the time, unless it's murder.
Well, I mean, if it's just like 2 minutes, that's what I was saying. I just saw it. It was like 2 minute change. But oh man, I can't even.
I feel like I'm going through my own personal Mandela effect right now. Like it's the Prince Andrews effect. Like I thought he was in jail.
Yeah.
And he's not. And I was like, oh, I'm in a different timeline
I know
than
that
everyone
reference.
else.
The other thing that I saw that I was like, I definitely have to see if this is accurate, is there's a new bar opening in New York for people to come and dine with their AI partners. So they can sit across and have a romantic dinner, sit across from their screen. I was like, is this for real? And
Hope
I did
so.
see it listed a
Honestly, I
few
just
different
hope so.
places. What?
I hope so. I want it to be.
I mean, gosh, I just feel I mean, I suppose, I don't know. I mean, if people really can't connect with other human beings, like if these are people who, it's hard for me to imagine a person who would much rather connect with AI than meet a real life person.
I think most people, it's not that that's what they want. I think that life has pushed them to that in feeling that that's what their choice is now. They don't have a choice. That's what I think. Mostly. Or they're just so sick of other people. They're like, I'd rather not deal with other people's stuff.
I could definitely see both of those things. That's where I mean, like, aside of like some people who legitimately cannot be with other people for medical reasons or whatever reasons, but if it's just because somebody has been so disheartened and downtrodden that then they are going to resort to AI screen time as a relationship, it's so sad.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. What was that movie?
Oh, there was her.
Her? There's a couple actually.
There are a few, yeah, a few. You know, I just it's sad, but it's like it's hard like making friends and relationships and stuff like
Oh yeah, like, look, I got in a little argument with AI the other night. I will say that. I did get in a little tiff because it was questioning me on.
stamps.
Was asking about follower account because I'm on a professional mode of Facebook now, but and what I recently unlocked monetization, and
What?
so yeah, but like it's not like it's dr like it's if I get a cup of coffee in a month, it's
But that's wonderful.
right. But here's the thing. So then I'm looking back at my counts because I had noticed like I had posted something and then I lost two follow like my net loss was two followers and I was like, what? Who? Well, I don't know. I see people all the time show up to add a friend and I was like, oh, I thought we were friends.
You can get monetization just from your regular Facebook account.
You have to make it a creator's account.
I'll talk
If
to you
you
about
yeah,
it
and anyway, people should know. But then I was like, well, what's been happening before?
Yeah.
So I checked the last 90 days. And back in December, I lost like 64 followers. And I went to look like, what the hell was I posting? And I'm looking through and I was like, I don't think I was even on a thing at that time. I was kind
Huh.
of busy. I was posting a lot more. I was
Yeah.
doing a lot of my funny comic things. Not comic, like art, my AI artwork
Sorry,
stuff. And
making
I was like,
sure.
oh, maybe people were so mad about that. Maybe they're mad about the AI stuff. Because some people are really mad about AI. And then I was talking to AI about it, and I was like, yeah, I lost this many. I just hope they were all MAGA. And they're like, well, let's hold on. You're in a business where you're going to deal with lots of differing opinions. And I was like, no, I no. You know what? Honestly, I don't care if I need to do business. I'm very political. Yeah, I have not talked to AI about my politicalness because I haven't needed to. So, but I was explaining, no, these are my feelings and this is what I want. And it was like, okay, but let's reframe this. And it kept wanting to push me about why I shouldn't talk about politics on Facebook or whatever. And I was like, no, that's an important. People use me because they know it's not going. They're not gonna. Money's not going to go to the RNC or any, well, not going to the DNC either, but not going to the RNC. And like, I started getting mad at it, and I was like, I left it. I can't talk about this anymore. Like, I got, because it'll keep talking to you too, even if it doesn't want. I was like, you know what? For being so smart, you're not, it's not getting that it's making me mad.
Oh my gosh, so the
It's
bar
like
in New
I'm married
York is
to
going
it.
to have a lot of fights going on too. They're thinking it's
Oh,
going to be
yeah.
a romantic dinner and they're just going to be arguments and
Oh,
then
it'll probably
they're
push
going to
unless
get
it's
AI.
specifically programmed to make sure it's pleasing, right?
Yeah, maybe, but
You could set the parameters, I'm sure, to
maybe they
do
thought they
that.
were pleasing you on your AI.
What I don't get is like everyone else tells me about like, oh, AI will just agree with you on stuff. But I was like, apparently I'm so argumentative that even AI is like, no.
Or maybe, and also maybe it does have a its political allegiance is leaning a certain way.
Maybe.
You know,
Possibly. Oh, it tends to agree with me when I mention things, which I'm used to it. It just agrees with you all the time. It's like it's like month one of dating somebody. It's just always, oh yeah, well, I like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Just you're so smart. You're so smart. The way you think is just so creative. My God. That's what it is most of the time. But that was just the idea of getting me mad. I was like, I haven't fought with any Well, no, I'm on some political things that I'm fighting with people. I was like, this is like, you're actually talking to me. Come on, I'm just trying to get helpful information about followers and how to deal with this. So,
Oh,
yeah.
I have a.
But I could, anyway, but back to what you're saying, I could see, I understand. I was like, look, I understand the desire for conversation. That could get someone to want to let to respond to AI, the computer, right? Regardless, like it is responding to you, it knows how to do it. I get that. What I don't understand is why you would pay to go to a dinner with it. Unless it's just to be, if it's, unless it's like a furries meeting, right? You just want to go where other people who do it are there.
I'm thinking about so many things right now. Oh my gosh.
Like, if you like, oh, I'm into dating artificial intelligence. So I want to go to a dinner with other people who also have AI companions.
I guess, yeah, I guess if in that world, right,
Yeah.
if AI is your girlfriend, you want to take your girlfriend out for a night out and you don't want to be laughed at. You want to be comfortable on your night out. So you have to go someplace where everybody else has AI girlfriend. And then
The phones? Are they
guys
a
high
tablet?
five and
Are you carrying your desktop around? Like, what are you doing? Like, when they get the robots, I'll understand that more, right? That makes sense.
can
Because you can walk places with it.
walk places with a tablet.
Well, yeah, but, fake interactions or whatever. Look, I've met people that are not much different than robots, so it's, I
I mean,
understand.
you can totally do that with a tablet. See? Oh, sweetie. Oh, I love you. How can we just be in public
I
instead?
mean, look, I probably react stronger when I drop my phone than if I drop my kid, to be honest, right?
Well, now
Because
they're older.
the phones are expensive. Can't just replace it. It's not time for an upgrade.
Can't just replace it.
Have another kid. We're up for adoption everywhere.
Oh, good Lord. Oh,
With
boy.
my phone.
Oh,
My
bozo.
phone. It probably does speak though on we talk about they talk a lot about male loneliness right now, but I think that's mostly because we're a male-centered society. Because I'm sure women are lonely too. Like it's a lonely. I feel like things are getting lonelier as we accept not just tech. I always thought it was weird when people were just dating people on the computer anyway, that they didn't really meet or talk to, that they just kind of computer talked. That already felt strange. I don't know how different it is. Just because you're pretty sure you're not being catfished. Maybe it's better than being catfished. At least it's honest. You know it's AI.
I
You don't know if this is really a model in Romania that
yeah,
just
but
is
you don't
really into
know
you.
AI is going to use that information, or whoever's on the other side of that AI is going to use that information against you.
If they're gathering that, I mean, it's just, there's so many people. It's not like I think there's another person watching my conversation on the other side of AI. They can't.
When you're typing, I totally do. And I'm like, am I okay with people knowing this? I
If
guess.
there's,
Like, I'd rather they didn't, but okay, then I
how
can.
many employees are there at these places,
Yeah.
right? And how many people are using it?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, how fast, if I ask chat a question, it gives me so much information. Like, if AI is reading the information to compile it,
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, all that stuff can definitely be
but yeah.
compiled. Though I've heard that we are also way more predictable than we realize anyway.
That
Like
was a thing too, where I was feeling like anything I'm telling it, like it's heard from somebody else. Like
about
there's
you.
so many, yes, clearly about me. No, like there's so many people in the world that however unique you think you are, you're not the only one like you in the whole
Right,
world.
but like
Well,
I
not
remember hearing
exactly.
this.
Well, you know what I mean.
There's a podcast called Ologies, and one of the guests she had on was someone who does like statistics and predictions of people, whatever. And she was saying, no, it's not true that people are not listening to you on your phone, and then you start seeing the ad everywhere. It's not listening to you. It's just that you're way more predictable than you realize. That it can, yeah, there's such things as cookies places, but that people just generally like, they don't realize that it knows when you're gonna go do things. Like, computers have just figured out based on your sales history, on your web searches, it starts knowing behaviors. Look, I told you about the real estate program that picks out seven, apparently a 78% accuracy on who is going to move in the next 18 months in an area from gathering all those different data points that you just, we are an algorithm as humans. We have things going on in our head, and we start doing the exact same thing as other unique individuals, and to a degree that people can predict your behaviors and what you're going to and what usually happens. I think we're just as creative as I think I am. I'm realizing it's probably all predicted. What are we gonna do?
I mean, yeah, I think like within a certain amount, like just studying any animals out in the wild, you know, they're gonna,
Yeah.
each species or whatever is gonna be slightly, I don't know, blah, blah.
There is, I wish I remember the name of the app, but there's an app that it teaches you history. It's like Duolingo, but history.
Oh, cool.
And did you know how they got women to start smoking? Have you heard this?
No, I'm thinking.
So, in the early 1900s, women smoking was scandalous behavior. Women didn't smoke. That was a men thing. And the women who did smoke were, you know,
I have guesses.
other sides of life, right?
Can I tell you my guesses to see if I'm right
Sure.
and embarrass myself publicly if I'm wrong?
Yes.
So, to get women to smoke, they might say that it is to help promote fertility. They might also say it is to help them get a husband or something. I feel like it would be something along the lines of fertility or homemaking. What was it?
So it was during the women's rights movement. I wanted to say
Oh, well, if it
segregation.
was around that, then
Yeah.
maybe it would.
It was, so what they did was that the cigarette companies realized that they were missing out, and they hired this person who was an ex, like a psychologist, and said, and what they did was they got a group of women to dress very fashionably and modern. And during this parade, they got a bunch of reporters said, "Hey, you're gonna wanna take a picture of this. This is gonna go on," and cued them, and they lit up all at once, these five, six women, and they got all these photos taken. And they started saying, "Women who smoke are powerful women. They are women who believe in equality, and they are the same. They have as much right to smoke as a man."
That is good
So,
marketing.
yes. So
The
they
suffragette.
got they convinced women that it was a, in fact, a civil rights issue to be a smoker. And so women started smoking, and like it went nuts how quickly they gained the female audience for smoking. One picture, and it was like, my God.
That makes a lot of sense. That was
Yeah.
the part too where I was saying like falling for the scams. Like when I was younger, yeah, totally. You just see the thing and it's like I didn't realize how much I would like ads were affecting me. You know, now I can see through the BS much quicker.
Ah,
You know.
yeah. It
But also
having,
like I liked things a lot more then too. So it wasn't like just like
well, I mean, I see with my kids, it does make me a little nervous there because I see them like repeating commercials Well, like we're in the grocery store, and they're like, "Dad, why don't we ever get this?" And they like quote the commercial. And I'm like, "Oh God." I think it's cute when they like can finish a song that they heard on a commercial, but this was not. Someone was like, "Oh my gosh, they are just absorbing the stuff," and they're gonna think, "Oh my gosh, well that's the better margarine because they advertise on WWE SmackDown."
Well, I mean, yeah, they might think that until then they don't, because it's kind of the same thing, right? Where you see something enough, there's that sense of familiarity with it too. Because sometimes even a product you don't like, if you see it advertised enough, it becomes a little bit familiar.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like picking between the familiar thing or the unfamiliar thing if you haven't examined your reason why. Most often the person's going to go with the more familiar thing then.
Yeah. It works. It's like, yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. Craziest part of all this? I don't know where we are on time because the thing I usually watch this, I keep track of how long we've been recording is down.
Have about like 10 minutes, but we can whenever.
So I'm saying is that this is like the most free-flowing episode because I don't have a stopwatch on. It's just wild.
It is. I mean, you came in hot with the hot goods. I don't know
Counter.
what do you call, but
They are hot. They're almost hot. I guess no,
right.
that'd be stolen.
Well, right, not from you, not by
If
you.
you hear from the FBI, if you don't hear from me, and that like the FBI gets me because I have 100 counts of mail fraud accidentally, you'll know why.
I'm
They
so.
because they were listening.
Oh, our fans.
Yeah,
Oh, man.
fans.
Yeah. Well.
They could be real. This could be honest. I should not discount, what's his name? Lots, lots of Legos. That's his.
Ooh, you're saying the person's name? eBay name?
No, it's something similar.
Oh, okay. I
I'm
was
not
like,
saying it exactly.
can't be a party of this because I had some opinions about them, not knowing who they
And then
are.
I'm like, why do you sell Legos then if you're a legitimate stamp seller? That'd be like a real estate agent who's tries to play guitar. Doesn't make sense.
I mean, but that's such a unique combination. There can't possibly be another music
Actually, I mean that's I
real
will
estate.
say that I think one of the more shocking things about learning guitar is learning how many other people play guitar. I never realized how many people played. And
Yeah.
now I get why. I never understood how Guitar Center stayed in business. Like, not that many people play guitar. Like, what else do they sell? And now when I'm in there so much for my kids' lessons, I'm like, there are so many different people in here all the time. And I go into other people's houses now when I notice their guitars.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, do you play? And they're like, yeah, for 25 years. And I'm like, what?
That's great.
I know so much about you, but this one thing. I didn't know this one thing about you. It's all these secret guitar players.
Yeah.
Like they got something to hide.
They're G strings.
Jeez.
Right. The
As
guitars
they should.
have G strings too, right? Yeah.
They do,
Yeah.
yeah. That's good. That's funny. Okay, well, I do think that we're at about the time, though, based off of the starting time we had. So we should probably get going for the fans so I can finish editing last week's episode. Anyway, guys, watch out for the stamps. Black and a half.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. Yes, this is Black and a Half, hosted by Silas Lindenstein and Samantha Rund. Back gonna have.